Alrighty, welcome back to the Cantabanta Radio Show here on RDU 98.5. Unlike Ozzy there in that liner, we never lie. Drugs are fantastic. Anywho, Liam, who have we got here in front of us in studio?
We have Julia and Sophie from Dr. Rignor.
Fantastic. Give it up for them. You guys would have heard their tunes. Eight-person band, just straight off the bat. Is that normal? Is that normal to have eight people in a band?
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, Asher, is what's normal?
What's normal? Oh, exactly. Yeah. Normal is for us to set the standard for. And I think you've set a great standard there downstairs.
Thanks.
So good. You guys are performing tonight at Mono. Yeah. Do you know anything about like Mono, the culture of Mono, and what the music's usually like?
Nah.
Mono, no. Mono sounds like this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. It is Mono kind of girl? Monotonous sometimes. Yeah. There's a bit too much drum and bass, in my opinion.
Yeah. You are very different from Mono, and I'm so excited.
Yeah,
it's just like a lot of DJs, short white boys mainly.
Yeah, or two-person bands with a guitar and a drum. And that's great, and they're grassroots, but I'm sure you guys are going to really shake them up.
Glad really we can bring some variety for you.
Some actual class, classically trained class, if I may say so. Absolutely. You guys know exactly what you're doing on your instruments. How's your tour been? You've been a bit of a busy bunch this last month. Might I say, you kicked it off in Waimate in the Relish Festival.
Yep.
How was that?
That's really nice. Sort of this summer's, I think, for most of us, the first time we've been to festivals without alcohol.
So glass-free, alcohol-free.
And it really, really makes a difference for the whole vibe. And, it was
the nice, intentional sort of culture there.
Yeah.
How much fun did you guys have on a scale of 0 to 10?
12? Yeah, 12. Yeah.
12.
Maybe tone it back a little bit. You've got to sustain, you know, that for the next 150 years. We're all going to live to 150, guys. That's the goal. We're living in the future here. And then you went to Raglan, Tauranga, Wellington, Auckland, until you've got to here.
Yeah.
I spent some time in Raglan once upon a time, New Year's ages ago. And my God, what a delightful little town, right?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our guitarist lives there. Well, has been for the past few while, so it's nice to have a local, you know.
Yeah, show you around.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Take you to the public toilets and stuff.
Fantastic.
Classy.
Yeah.
Woo.
You're hitting Christchurch, Dunedin and Queenstown within 3 days. Are you guys in a big van, a big bus?
Yeah.
Farah, who's driving?
We're going to share it, definitely.
Good. You've got a 5-hour drive down to Dunedin. Five to six sometimes, depending on the traffic. Fun times.
Yeah.
What time are you performing at Dive Bar in Dunedin? Just make up a time, don't worry.
10 p.m.
Good.
10 p.m.
Nice.
And we've got DJ Jungle Farai supporting us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, with eight of you, that also means equipment for eight people. That's like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Is it seriously only one van? Do you just cram it all into...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't need to... The venues are supplying, you know, the backline and things, so we just
Tech chats. Yeah, I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
They bring their instruments. The tech has the cables. They don't need to deal with any of the desks and everything.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Nice. The track, Look Me in the Eyes. Mm-hmm. I was listening to that earlier today. And then as soon as the line came on, ecosexual, I'm in love with the earth, I was like, I've heard this song before. Because I was transported back to a couple of weeks ago, and I think I heard it on our playlist here. And when that line hit, I was like, that's brilliant. That is a brilliant line. I don't know if anyone caught that during the actual live performance, but it's such a good line. Ecosexual, I'm in love with the earth. That song is all about something quite serious, which is about intimacy. You guys talk a little bit about that in your... I've got some text here, but how did that song come to be? What's the intention behind that piece?
The song came about with a call for kind of more conscious intimacy, like you said. We're all loving beings. Not everyone wants to be with another person. Some people like plants. Some people like objects, cars. But, you know, when you're connecting with a person, you've really... The eyes are the window to the soul. So when, when you're looking away or looking at your phone, the clothes, you're not really truly connecting. So that's what the song came from. Yeah.
It's damn good. People should check it out. It's on, is it on YouTube? I'm pretty sure it's not. Spotify,
maybe,
though.
But Spotify and all others.
And RedTube.
Yep. You should. You should. You should make a music. You can upload anything to these things. Like, you can do your own Pornhub, you this and that.
Thank you.
Make a music video. Make it very vanilla. Let's do it right now. It's just going to be like staring at the camera the whole time.
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes when you're inside of me.
Well, that's what the rapper, what's his name? Lil Nas X did.
Yeah.
His video Montero was taken down, so he uploaded on Spotify, was taken down the song, so he put it on Pornhub.
Did he?
Yeah. So there you go.
That's good, you know, creators taking control of the content and all that. Yeah. Now, Liam, I'm going to throw him in the muck. Mm-hmm. Liam got into a little bit of trouble a month or two ago. He made a flippant comment, a post on the UCSA notice board, proposing that Cantor starts their own OnlyFans account and that it supports students who want to, you know, make content on OnlyFans. It was incredibly splitting of the entire audience that read that. Half of the people were like, this is a brilliant idea. Half of the people were like, this is an absolutely awful idea. What do you guys think about a student's society's magazine supporting promoting an OnlyFans account for the students?
What is OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is a
user-submitted service which has evolved into pornography, basically.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And you can support creators monthly and tips and all of that. Mm. The idea is it gives these creators control and ownership of all of that stuff. Some people thought it was a little bit sus to for a student society to propose the idea. It was a joke, but in lieu of this very interesting song you have, Look Me in the Eyes,
raised a point, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, would you like get behind something like that?
I feel like if people, you know, they're feeling their body and their sexuality and then that's how they want to express it, maybe then that's cool. But, you know, porn's such a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, we're kind of going against the porn, the violent kind of porn and the disconnected, but sexuality in a different way. Totally. Yeah. Cool. Make some money.
Yeah, hell exactly.
All these students got to make their money somehow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess, like, the porn that we know that sort of educated us is what sex is, sort of, you know, like, if we could recreate that to being a better, more, like, connected, sacred place, then that would be better. So, you know, if that's what those people want to do, then I think that's positive.
Yeah, there we go. That's actually, you put it better than I even.
Yeah, that's right. This will be recorded.
News article.
Just tell your employers that you've got a pat on the back from these guys, Dr. Rick
Moore. Yeah, it's all good.
I've just realized I screwed up and said you guys are an 8-piece. You're a 9-piece. 9-piece band.
Oh, are we?
It says here 9-piece, and then I've counted the names, and they are. So who did we forget?
We're 8.
2, 3, 4.
And Simon's, the sound tech's 9.
But you need the sound tech.
Of course, he's just as important as the rest of us.
Absolutely.
And then we've got Philly back here, baby daddy on tour.
Oh yeah, there is a baby in the studio right now.
Conked out, right asleep.
Yeah, it's tired, wee baby.
Oh man. That's so cute. My goodness. Thank you so much for coming on air, guys. If there's anything else you want to talk about, don't let me rush you out of the door because we just do what we want here.
Okay. Cool.
Have you got any ponderous questions that you want to ask our listeners or want to be asked?
I do, actually.
Yes, please.
Okay. What is beyond Antarctica?
And damn good question.
Why hasn't man been to the moon in the past couple of years?
That's actually a really good point.
Chronic underfunding of aerospace, space travel, all of that. Man hasn't been to the moon, but robots have. And what's beyond the Antarctica? Well, I can't actually tell you. If I did tell you, I'd have to kill you. Because it's a very important secret.
Top part of, like, world secret. Top world conspiracy.
No, I'm just very fortunate to have been in the know about what is beyond Antarctica. It's not very interesting, really. Candy Floss? I cannot confirm or deny that. Man, how did you know?
Were we going to talk about marijuana?
Yeah, I love marijuana. Okay. I mean, talking about marijuana. Yeah. J-Day's this Saturday here in Christchurch. It's going to be at Latimer Square. You guys are going to be in Queenstown. Yeah. You were familiar with the concept of J-Day. How, perhaps, are you guys going to celebrate this momentous day?
Well, actually, sir, we celebrate J-Day every day and all the other herbs that we've been blessed with. And it's a shame that it's taken away from us, but we will continue to advocate marijuana.
Legalize the herb.
Legalize it.
Absolutely.
I want to say love you, Mum and Dad and Bridget.
Oh, please.
Shout out to Mum and Dad and Bridget.
Yeah.
And the whole time we've done this, I don't think I've ever told my mum I love her.
Oh, well, my mum's
terrible.
Nice.
I love you, Mum.
Yeah.
There we
go. Your mum's not listening, okay?
Nice.
My mum's not listening either. I love you, Mum. Yeah. Don't be distracted from what you're doing. I just imagine that if she was listening, like operating on someone's face right now, she just like heard me go like, oh, shit. And I didn't expect that goes and like scars someone's jaw. That wouldn't be good. Do you have parents listening right now?
No, but is this going to be available? Can we send it to them after?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Talk to Kendra outside. She'll suss you up with that.
So,
love you, Mum. Love you, Dad. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, you guys can check out Dr. Reckner on their Instagram. You got a Facebook page. Follow them on Spotify.
Yeah, listen to our new album.
Which is Rectified.
Rectified. Mm.
Why is it called Dr. Reckner? You're all doctors, of course. You did say during your life cross. It's coming from authoritative advice about music. Something like that? Or am I just wrong?
Music is medicine.
Yeah.
Great.
Orgasms are medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all wankers behind doors.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
We live in a community.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it, really.
That's some wise words, Doctor. I'll take your advice.
Thanks. So, how'd this go from two people to eight?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
What was the journey there?
It was quite a journey. Just we were living in Auckland together, and then we were like, it was really fun. We were just jamming acoustic guitars, writing songs, and we were like, we want to make people dance, you know, horn section, and like go on tour and stuff, do really cool stuff. And then we moved back to Wellington and just invited people to come and jam, and then started playing some gigs, and then it was like there was four of us, and then there was six, and then there was two of them, and then so on and so forth, you know?
Brilliant. Yeah. Organic growth of talented friends. Yeah. You know him? Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, we got a couple texts in. People were very interested to hear. One person asked how they can avail themselves of tickets to the show. We explained that there aren't tickets. You just got to turn up. And how do you spell their name, please? Interested in getting their music. Nice. Got a new fan from Diane. Cool. We directed them.
Welcome, Diane.
Welcome, Diane. I did spell the name for you when you sent that text through. But if you've forgotten, if anyone's forgotten, it's D-R, Dr. Reknor, R-E-K-N-A-W.
Oh, just whacked my head on. Sorry.
Yeah, so Liam just whacked his head on a microphone.
What is that backwards, Diane? What is Reknor backwards?
Oh, yeah, interesting. Just spell that out.
You won't forget once you know.
Yeah. I didn't. Now I know.
Wow. Mm. This has been a magical interview. I hope it's not been too weird. We obviously don't know what we're doing, but we're glad to be here sharing this existence with you. That much talent in one room downstairs was great to see. Check out Dr. Reknor. If you are in Dunedin tomorrow night, you can go to Dive Bar, check them out. And on the 1st of May in Queenstown, Yonder Bar, but tonight at Mono in Christchurch at the Haidadoa building. It's going to be a good time. Liam's going to be there. He's going to be a number one fan right at the front.
Yeah, cool. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
And there'll be so many freshers and second years who will be absolutely befuddled because they will be coming expecting drum and bass and they will instead get quality music. Oops, I didn't say that, did I?
No, they'll love it.
They will love it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you, Julia. Coopers, fantastically done. Go follow them on Instagram, all of the socials. Dr. Reknor.
Pornhub. It's mushroom
in Pornhub. It is mushroom
is,
section.
Is,
be careful
that.
Of the lookalikes.
We had the first frost like 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
It's a good time to be alive.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to RDU 98.5. This is the Canter Banter Show. We don't know what we're doing, but we're having fun. Shout out to Dr. Reknor and Julia and Sophie and the baby in the back and the man carrying the baby. Didn't catch his name, but he's a legend.
Yeah, he is.
You all have a good day and enjoy this tune.